Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest coaches and manages a team that has finished with the best regular season record in the Central Canadian Hockey League in each of the last 4 years. Join us now is Jason Clark, the owner, the general manager, and the head coach of the number one rated team in the country, the Carlton Place Canadiens. Jason, welcome to the show. I would say, how are you doing? But I would suggest that you're apparently doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, we're pretty, I think, the regular season is always an audition for the big dance. And I think our audition all year long has been pretty good and pretty consistent. So I think our guys should be, pretty happy with the way we've played and the way we've grown together as a group. And I think each individual should be very happy with how much they've matured as a person and as a player. So got a couple more games left for the regular season. And then the real season starts on the March 16th. So just getting prepared for the next couple weeks here. And, hopefully we can continue to have success in the postseason.
It's interesting because you wear so many hats. It's kind of hard to know who you give the credit to, because sometimes a GM will say, hey, my owner gives me the money I need to go out and do what I need to do. The coach will say, hey, the GM gives me the players I need. The GM says, hey, the coach knows how to use the guys. But since you wear all three hats, who do you have to give the credit to, Jates?
Well, first I got to give the credit to my wife, because she's the GM, the owner. She's the one that is a big part of the organization, and all in truth and fairness. Without my wife's support and without the support of my staff, we've had the same staff for almost 9 years now. So, we've got a great group of guys that, just come to the rink every day and do what they have to do. And everyone understands what their job description is, and everyone just does what they have to do in order to make sure that our program continues to have success. And I think the biggest thing that, the coaching staff, does and the group of people that are, here every day on a regular basis, we all have the kids' best interests at heart. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had the success we've had over the last couple of years.
How did you get into ownership? I'm always curious to find out how that transition happens.
Well, it was funny you say that, because we were once a Junior B franchise, Carlton Place Junior B Canadiens, and we had former NHL veteran Dave Ellett graduate from here, and obviously have a great career. And there's a lot of storied, a lot of history to the Carlton Place Junior B team. And I happened to end up purchasing it in early 2007, and it was with the hopes of hopefully being able to change it into a Tier 2 Junior A team, because the community here, the demographics have changed so much, and population was growing. And, the CCHL at the time only had 11 teams, and Kevin Abrams had contacted me about it. And we'd bought the team and did some marketing changes and did a few little different things that we wanted to do to see if the community could support a Junior A franchise. And 2 years after I bought the Junior B team, we became the 12th and final franchise of the CCHL. And and it's been a great 9 years. And and it's next year, I can't believe we're going into our 10th year already. So it's been a great experience of going from a Junior B franchise to a Junior A team. And I've really enjoyed, honestly, every moment of it. It's been a community effort. Without our corporate sponsors in Carlton Place, without our town council, without the rink staff and everybody involved, we wouldn't have a team. So we're very fortunate enough to have a very, very good community and very lucky to be where we are.
And Jace, I got to say, I should point out the fact that over the last 3 years, 26 of your players have locked up NCAA commitments, which is an amazing number in and of itself. But for a young franchise to be able to do that, you must be doing something really well to attract and develop this kind of young talent. That must make you real proud, knowing that you can go to parents and say, listen, if your kid's looking to take the next step, here's what we've been able to do over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think one of the things is that we've got a great educational coordinator in Gary McGee. And when the kids come into our organization, the first thing we do is get all their transcripts together, find out, if they pass clearinghouse and what their marks are, if they have their SATs all in order, and we try and get them into the process as quickly as possible. Becoming a Division I hockey player has become so competitive. There's so many good leagues and so many good players now that, the more organized an organization is for their players, And the better the marks are, you know, the easier it is to be able to, you know, find the right school for those players. And, you know, I think the big thing that we've, you know, we've always kept in line with our players is, you know, they're coming here to play hockey, but they're coming here to, you know, to become a student athlete, to, you know, continue to learn life skills through a game that they love, but, you know, on and continuing to grow as a person, but to be able to pick the right school for them. You know, not everyone's going to be able to make a living playing hockey. And, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on making sure these players pick the right schools, you know, for what they want to do after hockey, not so much about the hockey program. So I think it's one of the reasons why we've had so much success.
But you're not just using the veterans. A lot of times people say you get a lot of commitments because you're a top-heavy team age-wise. You had 9 rookies play for your team this year. How are you able to work the kids into a roster that's that deep?
You know what? It's been one of the philosophies we've had since day one coming in this program is that every player just needs to play. I mean, if you're going to have success and we've watched a lot of teams over the years, be very successful franchises like the Vernon Vipers and, you know, Penticton Vs and the Pembroke Lumber Kings. I mean, all those franchises had players that all could play throughout the lineup. So The big thing with us is just, you know, when they get here, everyone plays. You got to play 4 lines, you got to play 6 defense, and you got to develop players, because if you're not developing them on a regular basis, you mean you're going to have injuries, you're going to have suspensions, you're going to have kids that are just, you know, sick. You know what I mean? And if your players can't play and play on a regular basis, you're not going to be able to continue to have success in the postseason. So I think the big thing is, you know, we just play 4 line, 6 defense, let the kids develop and let them just work. Let them be players, let them be kids, and, you know, have fun developing as a person and a player, and try and create the best environment we can for every player.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, you're getting it done. And do me a favor, say congratulations to your wife, because as you mentioned, she's the brains behind the organization. So,
she certainly is. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks again, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jason Clark, the owner, general manager, and head coach of the Carlton Place Canadiens. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.